Fadi Ibrahim, renowned for his roles in Lebanese, Egyptian, and Syrian TV series, has been affectionately nicknamed the hyena of the Lebanese screen for his talent and charismatic screen presence. He launched his career in show business and directed in 1976. He has had a prolific career. He faced serious health issues due to diabetes, leading to the amputation of one leg and renal problems. Doctors are now working to save his other kidney and prevent the amputation of his second leg. Fadi Ibrahim, a famous Lebanese actor, is currently facing a deeply troubling personal and health crisis. His significant contribution to the entertainment industry, through a multitude of Lebanese, Egyptian, and Syrian TV series, stands in stark contrast to the precarious situation he finds himself in now. Suffering from severe diabetic complications, he had to undergo the amputation of one of his lower limbs, a tragic situation that highlights the challenges he faces, particularly the lack of financial resources for proper medical treatment. In response to this emergency, a solidarity movement formed around him. His family, fans, and the Association of Lebanese Actors mobilized and launched a call for help to support the actor in this difficult trial. This initiative underscores a trend in Lebanon where community and private support play a crucial role in times of crisis. The Ministry of Health reacted by covering Fadi's hospitalization costs until when, but questions remain about his ability to provide for his future needs. Reflecting on a fruitful journey. Fadi Ibrahim, born to an Australian mother and a Lebanese father, established himself as a prominent figure in the world of entertainment. His career began with a notable role in the series Wa Amtarat Zeta Sef, It Rained One Summer, in 1983. Subsequently, he bolstered his reputation as a talented actor with Hekayati in 1987. His performance in Al Asifa Tahab Maradine in 1995, followed by Nesafi Al Asifa in 1997, solidified his fame and status in the television industry. After a hiatus, he made a notable comeback in 2007 with several roles in productions, demonstrating his versatility and talent for captivating audiences. In 2009, he continued this trajectory by acting in Raya Al Thora and Al Bawaba Al Thaniya. Nothing in this exceptional journey suggested that Fadi Ibrahim would face a personal crisis that would endanger his life and dignity. Thus, Fadi Ibrahim's transition from a successful career to a fight for his health illustrates a striking contrast. While he has long been a familiar and admired face on screens, his current situation reveals the challenges and uncertainties faced by Lebanese actors, particularly due to the country's economic and social instability. This reality profoundly affects their financial stability and well-being. Naima Badawi, president of the Actors' Syndicate, offers reassurance. This is Beirut spoke with Naima Badawi, president of the Actors' Syndicate, who provided details about the health of Fadi Ibrahim. Fadi Ibrahim is currently in a critical but stable condition, fighting diabetes which requires bi-weekly dialysis treatments. This long-standing disease has progressed to a severe stage, resulting in the amputation of his leg and two fingers on his right hand. He is currently receiving continuous care at the Jesus Heart University Hospital and is expected to remain hospitalized for an extended period due to the need for continuous medical monitoring, said Badawi. He also emphasized that, despite initial health insurance, costs exceeded the limits of his policy. Fortunately, the Ministry of Health has now taken responsibility for all his medical expenses. The president then spoke about the ongoing commitment of the syndicate to its members, stating, "The Actors' Syndicate constantly supports its members, standing by their side in difficult times. We are committed to helping actors in various ways, including significant efforts to collaborate with institutions providing medications." He also highlighted the importance of solidarity and community support, especially in the current context, adding, "Our initiatives extend to securing healthcare and social services, and we have established partnerships with several hospitals in Lebanon and a network of doctors who generously give their time. These collaborations have transformed my office at the Actors' Syndicate into a clinic-like environment, reflecting our commitment to providing social and medical care in the face of difficult economic and social situations." Pray for Fadi Ibrahim. while the Actors Syndicate, through the voice of Naima Badawi, calls on the community to pray for the speedy recovery of Fadi Ibrahim, more concrete initiatives are expected. The actor, who continues to fight his disease, albeit in a delicate situation, is now being treated in a regular hospital room and is not in intensive care. How would he earn a living in his current physical condition? Who would feed him? So many outrageous questions remain unanswered. The fact that Fadi Ibrahim, an actor of his stature who contributed so much to the cultural and artistic heritage, is reduced to such distress, is not only disgusting but also reveals a deep systemic failure. It illustrates a blatant failure of the state to provide adequate healthcare and support its most vulnerable citizens, especially those who have enriched the national culture. This situation is a brutal revelation of how national talents are neglected and left behind in a country facing major economic and health crises. It raises ethical questions about the value society places on its artists and the importance of protecting these personalities who have dedicated their lives to art and entertainment. To contribute to sustainably improving the life of Fadi Ibrahim, contact @leabtivity@fadiibrahimfin.com.